오예 다테한테는 겸주 듄지 발레 상지 최다 겐든데 타반도 반남지 자우세네 어다도 송만나지 가상 안주 에너지 그게 세비 탑텔라 베니 타반의 군조숨래 겸루지네 엔템 군조숨래 바 이체게 대와지네 겸루지 고레세네 대비식 세약의 탑담부터 때려야 쓴 송도와 대인성 말한수 염루된 사바에는 아니 산지 최소 맞추서 몸도 된 사바에는 만수줄 다 직티 피게 지미 부분은 내제네 코자네 니버노야 세 맞음 되디요와 대인성 그랬던 그때니 니버세네 직 세야라다 염루도 배 쳐주지 같은 대인사래 이리 말해서 점류 주 비게 고아등가 소등을 직선 잡을로 델리 주비 누보 군절로 여버 이치비 이치지 대바 얘는 심지엔 탐지해요 얘는 고아등가 소등을 집어 탐지리비 비게 드러나서 미 닌지 제네 주숨 참여군 점류 제외이나 티브침비 점류래 대이든 만두 티브침비 세세원 티브침비 니 점으로 안줄 지에서 티브치 미리 세버리 다티 세야게 탑텔라 담부데 점으로 지에서 온도와
This it is stated in the 70 standards of the taking refuge refuge individuals says Buddha, Dharma and Sangha is the protection for the someone who long to attain liberations, says. So therefore, to overcome the stains of our Buddha nature, the first method is to taking refuge individual from the depth of one's heart. Because all the stains that actually act as a obstructions for the manifestation of our Buddha nature is very powerful that exist, and it is our one's Buddha nature is totally covered by that. So then we need to find a skillful means or the method to overcome that stains. So therefore, the first method is the taking refuge in individuals. And so here again, when we talk about taking refuge in individuals, and we as a practitioner, Mahayana practitioners, once taking refuge in individuals, it must be based upon taking refuge in individuals on the basis of Mahayana practitioners. And that is required for the Mahayana practitioners, which requires completion of three courses that makes one's practice of refuge is Mahayana practice. And so it says with this, we recite the refuge formula of taking refuge formula that I take refuge in individual until I gain state of enlightenment and so on. If you recite this for this 100,000 time, then this is the first method for cleansing one's stains or the afflictions. And so therefore, when we do that, we need, as we talked about earlier, that we need to complete four causes that makes one's practice of refuge is Mahayana practice of taking refuge in individuals, which is understanding or deepening insight into the nature of the suffering of cyclic existence, and one's devotion and trust in Buddhist three jewels have who have a power to protect ourselves from falling into that suffering level of the cyclic existence, and then reflect one's mind upon all sentient beings who are undergoing suffering as we do, and you have strong wish to overcome the suffering of other sentient beings, which is the compassion. So this, the mind of compassion, especially the great compassion. When the great compassion is generated within us, then it is to say that we have actually manifested our, the Mahayana nature, it says, Taishinguri, which was not Mahayana, Mahayana nature is actually manifested.
Yeah.
So similarly again, Lama Tsongkhapa stated, we have no confidence of, you know, not falling oneself into the lower realms in our future life. And therefore, the protection that, the ultimate protection from falling oneself into the lower realm is only three jewels. Three jewels is the only protection for us. And so therefore, it is important for us to, you know, practice taking refuge in three jewels with this cause, with completing three causes. And we all know how to recite the refuge formula. And we know those causes that makes one's practice of taking refuge become a Mahayana refuge. And then we know the, you know, the nature of refuge itself. So it is up to us whether we make this, you know, whether we make this practice purposeful or meaningful. So as we all, because we know all those nature is cause and and the verse or the formula itself.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you and the Jesus, when you touch him, she will she be a man who can make you your dimension. The you the gender with the little mother which you dimension, be touch him, she will be a man who Or and then Yantu Jiri, Ranje Jiri, Tibuchimbe Riz, and then Mangibi Riz, and then Rik Chek Sene, Rik Cheva Kansa Senta, Kansa Telmaye and Ungachi and Wandu, Tamun Yantu Jiri never take it. Ko Lamdu Majukone, Yantu Jiri Kujuli Yore, Rik Nede, Yantu Jiri Nevery, Lamdu Chune Column Novati, Yantu Janju Tumdu Yore, Tit Tundu Kulam Rukuri, Tito. Jebutini, Sanjiji Kumatum Rogres and Tisumutu Rixoso Nevares. Taring Mangibachi Yore, Girkin Yantuji Tenebe Janjup Toyak Tapsi Engage Tuna, Kunyantu Lashun Rogre. Ranje Glamshi Engage Tuna, Ko Ranje Glamashu, Tibachim Girkin and Tebaina, Ko Tibachim Lamashun Rogre Ko, Ring Mangibares. Girkin Kanijan Tena Ko Tibatelashun Rogres. Tibati was a dit, Rarang Chanchu and Rasa Lam Tel Tibasir. Tarik Chick Kansa said in Sanji Rig Julian Mangan Kansa Chick Yoris. That tell Rik Chess Yoris. The Kanijerezena, you lot of the pre in the Tinigi Kundut of Chamutinigi gave it our Julia with Chesham, gets a Julian Mangan in his yarita. What in the Kansa Telata? Tibasumu Kayang, the Janju Toyak, the Kolishi or Marcosi Chevaris and Tashivari. In the Yantati, dāndun jīn dhūr kōnlā bā yāgā yāgā rē. Dāgā nā yāgā yāgā tā sēm sāmi kārī sā yāgā sā yāgā tā tū bī jāngchūk tēlā sūm yāgā rē sā. Tā tū nyāntū jī jāngchūk, tā tū rāngyē jī jāngchūk, tā tū tīkchēn jī jāngchūk sā yāgā, tā tū tīkvā sūm dhū chūp dhī yāgā rē. Tā chū bī jīm sā kārī sā yāgā rāng rāng rīg nyē bī, rīg sūm bū tī dēmbū chūp dhī yāgā sā. Kua yāgā yāgā rū dīndū yīm bī yāgā sā yāgā sā sēm sāmi rīg yā yāgā dhī yāgā kō sēm kī tēng kī sāmi sēm jī sāvun sēni jā yōng dhū yāngwā lā kē lēng sōngwā wā tēng zā yāngwā yōng dhū dēndu yīn zā tā kō tā tūk bī tīkwā sūm dhū chūpa rē sēni sēm tā mīn dhū bā tē yō rē yē nā yā ōmā bē tā tūk bā tīkwā jīng mā tō yō mā tā tūk tīkwā jīng bā tīkwā chēm bē tē rē jē zā sēm jēn tā jē sāng jē rōng rē sēni sēm tā mīn dhū bā tā kā kā yō rē wā yā yā yā
So, we when we talk about the nature or the Buddha nature, that we have that is that abides within the continuum of all sentient beings, is something that is very precious, which is abides within the continuum of all sentient beings from the beginningless time, primordially exist. And it is the Buddha nature that exists within one's continuum is not something that come about due to causes and conditions. It is not, its existence is not really relying upon causes and conditions at all. And so, because, and nor it is created by someone. It was there primordially from the beginningless time. And such a precious, like a treasure, the jewel treasure, heap like jewel treasure, Buddha nature that we have within us, that unfortunately we are unable to identify and unable to understand, and the such a precious jewel that we have within us. It is because of this we are unable to cleanse one's Buddha nature. And it is always stained by, always covered by the thick layers of the stains, it says. So, speaking of Buddha nature, according to the Siddha Matrans, and they divides five different types of individuals, and out of which the last one who has no Buddha nature at all. This is how this is accepted by the by the Siddha Matrans philosophical tenets. And so the first Buddha nature, they talked about four different types of Buddha nature, and there are three that is certain Buddha nature of certainty, that's called. And then the fourth one is said of uncertainty, Buddha nature of uncertainty. So the three certainties are the someone who is actually certain to gain the state of enlightened state of the Sharbaka, the first. And the next certainty of the Buddha nature is someone who is certain to gain the state of gain the enlightened state of Pratika Buddha. And the third one is the someone who is certain to gain the enlightened state of the Bodhisattva Yana, which is the complete state of enlightenment, Buddhahood. And then those three are what we call the certain, because right from the beginning, when they actually engage in the path of those three yanas, before they engage in those three vehicles, all of them has their own mental inclination. They're inclined towards gaining the state of enlightenment of those respective yanas, such as Sharvaka Yana, Pratika Buddha Yana, and Mahayana. So those are the three different types. It is totally certain before they actually venture onto the path of those, and they are inclined towards those different types of enlightenments. And the one that is uncertainty, whose Buddha nature is uncertainty, is again, is more flexible, who's open to all of those three. And so these are said to be who come across with the teacher or the master who teach them about this, about how to gain the state of enlightened state of the Sharvaka, then he or she is inclined, he is entitled to gain the state of enlightenment of Sharvaka. And similarly, if the such individual is encounter a teacher who teaches about the Pratika Buddha, the Yana, Pratika Buddhas, practice of Pratika Buddha, then who is again entitled to become enlightened, gain the state of enlightened state of Pratika Buddha. And then, and who is enlightened, who is again, if the individual is able to encounter, the Mahayana teacher, then such then he's again is entitled to gain the state of enlightenment, complete state of enlightenment in the Buddhahood. So, and such individual's Buddha nature is said to be uncertain, because it can be, such individual can gain the state of enlightened state of either one of those three yanas. So therefore, it is called uncertainty. And there is another individual, the last individual, which is rigye, which means whose Buddha nature is totally ceased. So here it again refers to someone whose mind is totally preoccupied by the lokta, which is the wrong view, and of intense anger, who generates intense anger and hatred, which is very much like constant intense anger and hatred, which will then have no root virtues at all, as said to be as someone whose Buddha nature is totally ceased. However, according to the Madhyamaka's point of view, and this the last individual whose Buddha nature is totally ceased is said to be definitive. As interpretive. It is not a definitive. Madhyamaka doesn't accept this as as a definitive. So there is interpretations, and so then also mind only who asserts the ultimate state of enlightenment. They assert three types of ultimate state of enlightenment, and which is again enlightened state of Sharvaka, enlightened state of Pratika Buddha, enlightened state of Mahayana. So there are of three enlightened, and those are the enlightened state. Once we have gained, and that is the ultimate state of enlightenment, whichever. And so, however, in the Madhyamaka Madhyamaka's standpoint, they assert the ultimate state of enlightenment is only one. Unlike three ultimate state of enlightenment asserted by the Siddhamatrans.
Yeah, Uma Bhagata Nyantu Rigneva said, Nakam Nyantu Rigneva, Nakam Ranjiji Rigneva said, Maton Tatu and Sanji Rigneva, Tatu Sanji Tibachiris. That's in the Malama Toku in the Chuna Richevi Kanza Nyantu Sanji Jamar second was in Tatu Tibachik to Juviundu, and it seems the Malama Toku in it. Tendu Kanza. Tiba chimbi chwe shi yengen chigla che sigi den che sigi ma re se du dan che misi se thug marwa jiwa gandhi chig na nante ne paru chigla da chwe shi yengen kansa chigdan che sigi rwa che sigi re jia re che sigi yin na di chwe shi sigi re sigi ma re se du chwe shi sigi rwa chwe shi sigi na kap kap la ma nyemba sigi re da kap ngashi la yang nyemba sigi re sigi ma re se du nyemba sigi re se Nyambasena kwete nyamlin chibayi sigi yore, ti sibayi na kwe jula pantoko yonten tiye den jongorong goyore,
So, although Madhyamaka asserts there are three different natures, such as the nature of Sharvaka, and nature of Pratikabuddha and nature of Bodhisattvas. However, they do not assert those nature is said to be ultimate nature. And ultimate nature or ultimate jnana, because ultimate jnana, it is said someone who is currently on the path of Sharvaka will not remain on the path of Sharvaka for forever, and such an individual will gradually then gain the state of complete state of enlightenment. And similarly, it applies to the Pratikabuddha itself, Pratikabuddha as well. And so therefore, Madhyamaka always talked about all those individuals who are on the different jnanas will gain the state of complete state of enlightenment, which is Buddhahood. And that is the ultimate state of enlightenment. And so then, when the Madhyamaka philosophers ask a question to those Siddhamatrans, philosophers, when they ask question by saying that you assert someone who is totally ceased, whose Buddha nature is totally ceased to exist, and so now, if I were to ask a question. Since such an individual's future life is infinite, is it possible this individual will able to actually encounter the Mahayana's teacher, or even the teacher who can teach them Dharma? So then, the answer would be that is possible. Because that it is when we talk about the individual's future life, we are talking about the infinite. That is what there's no certain numbers that we can actually count on, and so therefore it is infinite. So it is possible that someone can actually come across with the Dharma teachers, and yes, sometime such an individual who may not pay attention to the teacher who give the teachings, but at some time. There is a possibility such an individual can pay attention, and once an individual can pay attention to the teachings that are given by the teacher, then it is possibility that such a person will engage in practice. And if such a person is a possibility of engaging in the practice, practice that is taught by this teacher, then it is such a person is possibility of accomplishing the qualities of abandonment. Achievements, and then gradually such an individual is then will able to possibility of gaining the complete state of enlightenment. So it is how the Madhyamaka actually asks seven different types of questions to the Siddhamatrans to establish a one ultimate state of enlightenment.
Yeah. Down the cousin and the Rick Sebby Tars and the Rick Sebby Tars and the Mundun Samasena, the Delacanza Kala, Covid Dungaking Yemitown, Tetan, Jelvi, Turvey Pay Turbana, and the Luigi Babadawanta, meaning Chiman Tamala Sovi, Lungaki, Tany Chevalchanda, Demba. Tongwa dungan nyeshi nyeshi tindi yuar sengwa du tindi chi thobro chen na chi maro sang be ani pge lu ji babu da ani ming ni chi ma khu shyo yong ge tindi ka za thong yan du was tindi ka za ti ani pge timin ji rik severes ku ju lu ngen jong ji yar ku ju lu ngen jong ji ani timin ji rik ses ti za ngan ju pge Nanjoji, Tangjunye Sendy Ini pergi milu cingi sum lena yang jula masuk lagi yang di bawah mampu yosa dia yang ko masaya ni yang gaya ni. Ta sini ko pasal ni mula mendo samne. Ta tinggi tarba cing jono cing malu samne. Nyesen kundu be ngai dunga nyesi nyesi toro cing samne. Loji sana ni tarba tu ni loji be cajang dua.
So So then once it says to cleanse one's nature, which is the nature with regard to nature in terms of the Sharvaka, so Sharvaka's nature, it says enlightened state of Sharvaka, nature. For that, it says someone who is contemplate, who deepen insight into the nature of suffering nature of cyclic existence or the samsara, and who understands this, who feels unvariability of this suffering of the cyclic existence, and with based on that understanding of unvariability of the suffering of cyclic existence, then one long to achieve a complete pacification or complete pacification from these sufferings. And then one has a strong desire to how wonderful it is for us to be able to pacify, you know, gain this, pacify those all those sufferings completely. And when such an individual is be able to attain such a mental state, is said to be an individual who have actually cleansed their nature of Sharvaka. It's the nature of Sharvaka, which is also the of Ngejung or the renunciations. And at the moment that you have achieved the renunciations, you generate the renunciations, and you are actually cleansing your nature of Sharvaka or the Hainianan's nature, it says. And so again, to cleanse this nature, first you know, method to cleanse this nature is again the definite emergence, and because of definite emergence and the understanding of the qualities or the advantages of achieving achieving this liberations or the moksha and the qualities of the moksha, one needs to based on cultivation of definite emergence, then one have a proper understanding of the quality of this moksha or the liberations, and then with these two, you know, when one is able to have such a, you know, mental state of able to generate such a mental state with definite emergence and the quality of understanding the proper quality of this of the liberation, and then at the day and night, then such individual state is said to be achieved, you know, generated ngejung, which is the first step, the definite emergence or the renunciations. So, so again, to achieve this, we need to again think about one's own, you know, present life, current life, and as well as the future life. So if we were to put a significance, one must put more significance on the future life than the present life. And so if we were to compare those two lives, the life that's the current life and the future life, one put, you know, one can just have a 10% of significance, or put 10% significance on this current life and 90% significance to the future life. And then that is, this is what we call, you're actually, we are able to abandoning the clinging towards the current life. And so then also again, not only just you're clinging on to your, you know, future life, even though you may have a future life, you know, fortunate rebirth in within the and devil realms, but still you're subject to, you know, fall into these lower realms, and we will not be able to again still be able to you know, free yourself from the samsara or the cyclic existence. So there's no essence being even born as a human beings within the cyclic existence. So therefore, you actually seek complete state of liberations, and you're longing to achieve complete state of liberations, so thoroughly and completely, you know, freed from the suffering nature of cyclic existence with day and night, then you are said to be again the state of you know, definite emergence. So you have said to be achieved the realization of renunciations.
Yeah. Sundashi yin rung, ene dungarji nawa thongwa na, mizubi nyingji ngangi jiwa tang. Pige dhanyin parasum sundawa jiye na ya, ene dungarji nawa thongwa du, pige semla mizubi jiye na ya, ene ya lunga ka tanyi chabari chantini yo ya, luni babi dungwa da mikini ene, Mishu Pawala Suwa Tindigi Lunga Ka Tanyi Chabarja Yungudu Na Tati Tiba Chimiri Pige Sedev Chien Ta Nyinchamu Chuli Chieson Sega Yorwa Tienza Nganzu Nyinchi Ti Gom Gugu Yore Nyinchi Ngarasu Chuli Yod Yare Nyinchi Yore Susu Pamandu Chien Pugula Mibi Nyinchi Yore Gasa Yasali Mibi Nyinchi Yore Yinaya Ti Simchen Dhanyin parma sumka laba chabar mewa chi mik thumkhen ki dunga ta trendo ku tsewa chi ta lo gomdi ten che ne ngara su julu yobi niji ti yaji taani be yaani yaan to gomne enu uman juwa ne sunga laba thongta par sumda kar che shu niji re sin sunga de tere te za ngara su niji ma gomne yuk jaba ye na niji yaji nduk marwa niji chimbu chara chik marwa tanda u kondru nduk tini yon niji chong chong nduk re o tindi mayimba chayani nyingi tiye gom chayani. Yine, ta simchayani dungayi kinawa thongso na danyin parsum sunda uchi dungayi kinawa thong na yang kene chi lune pabe dungwa ta mingi mingi chi shuwa nruwa tindi chungwa na ane kwe ju le nyi chenpo yuwa te te kari che ne te sunche dungwa ka nage yuwa thongwa nde ko lu te ya putu su saan yunga nruwa chi mingi nyan shuma shuwa nga nda chenga to kari che wale ko jimsa kari yuwa se na kwe ju le nyi chi pika shuk chenpo shiwa chi be yuwa te ko chi ta te ka po tupu yuwa re tindi yuwa kaza tel ta tiba chenpo rik seba se ne Nichimu rangyul jesun, tibachimu rik sevare. Tibachimu lamla da shuktubi yawamadun, tibachimu lam simba, lamna simba segayore. Tene ngandu jivu uchin rucho yare, nichimu jil jesun na, o tini chen tam besun che guwa chanduwa ya.
So then, you know, whoever you sees who are undergoing sufferings, whoever you come across with who are undergoing sufferings, whether such individual is your own, you know, the one's loved one or one's enemy or the neuter. So long as you understand what kind of suffering those individuals are undergoing, then if you, by reflecting upon those suffering of those individuals, and if you are having an extraordinary feeling towards them, in a sense of connectedness, sense of caring for them, by means of cultivating this sense of caring and connectedness with those individuals, then one one's in a pulse of the hair stands up, and that the tears were rolling down the cheeks and so on. So then this is a proof that one is about to, you know, cleanse one's Mahayana nature. It's just Mahayana nature, which is a great compassion. And so we do have compassion within us. We do have compassion with regard to one's children, and regard to one's parents, regard to one's loved one, and so on. We do have this compassion within us. But we need to develop this compassion. We need to, you know, enhance and develop this compassion through meditations. And without meditation and familiarizing oneself with the development of this compassion, then one will not be able to, you know, again cleanse the Mahayana nature. And therefore, in fact, doesn't really engage in the practice of the, meditation on compassion, then even the compassion that we have will again, it will lessen, because the negative thoughts and emotions such as hatred and anger is within us. And when those negative thoughts and emotions and intensify, then the degree or the power and the potency of the one's compassion will reduce. And so therefore, it is very important to meditate upon compassions. And so it is through their external, you know, signs of tears coming out of their eyes, and the, you know, the pores or the hairs from their bodies are standing out by reflecting upon the nature of suffering of cyclic existence, regardless of who they are, whether they are one's enemy or one's loved ones or the neuters. And that external sign will prove that it's a proof positive of one actually is nearing to venturing on the path of Mahayana. So, and with this gradual progress, will then one will enables one to accomplish great compassion. Then one is able to, you know, engaging in the path of one is able to attain the path of Mahayana. Although after attaining this great compassion, it is not to say you are still on the path of Mahayana. You are not in the path of Mahayana, but you are able to, you know, then the next step will be that you are stepping onto the path of Mahayana.
Yeah. Taya yang yang tene susu jiwe tene ene tomba ni samu tomba ni ji tu be sinju malo ba te yong lu yang lu ni ba bu da wa mi ni mi chi za wa de tene ge lungaga tani chabar chenda dhenbi gansa di yang ko peki rik pe sebi ta yungu yore. Tende gansa di gharichi yarise na tani teda dhenbi gansa di ta tiba chimbu rik sabar po nugu yore. Gharise na gani po nugu yore se na ane sajan gashi la kasa nga se zonga kasa gashi la me yod me sam yungu na ane peki doang hoshu yungu du na ada peki me yod sari gari se na doang dugu se ne jimsen ti kogulwa ote nanshin ki tomba nyingi tuyun shinshu malubo ko yungu ko lunga ka tanyi tiri chabar cha yungu tila ko tomba nyingi tenungu be rikse di wale gari se na tomba nyingi rikse mengen che na tiri ki Baja Yahuji Mengen Jena, Tony Shedi, Babadaya, the Mitchell, the Yamaro, Karishagan do something that's Mato, Tento Gumaro. What they call Karita, Karin Songwesena, Queer Jula, Piggy, Tomani, Koyage, Sabun, Yambi, no longer be Rick Savita, no Teresen, Jim Tente Korea.
And similarly, when the individual, which is who are not on the path, who is actually, prior to venturing onto the path of Mahayana, in other words, ordinary beings, it says, when such an individual, the ordinary beings, just by hearing the meaning of emptiness. Again, you will see that when you see, if you see the external, signs of standing up there, the hairs from their bodies and tears coming out of their, eyes and so on, and then this is again such individual is said to be about to, actually again cleansing. They are about to cleansing their, Mahayana nature, it says, and. And so it is again proof positive of such an individual is an extraordinary vessel for receiving the teachings of the emptiness. And this is the sign through it, it can prove their the vivid signs of the what we call the vivid external signs, it says. Just like when we, by external signs of the smoke, can prove. The existence of the fire. Similarly, external signs of those coming out of, standing out there, standing up there, hairs from their body, and the tears coming out of their eyes. By hearing this emptiness, the meaning of emptiness is the proof or the signs of correct signs of such an individual is actually about to clearing their Mahayana natures. And so, without having a positive potency or the bhakti or imprints to receive the teachings of the teachings of the emptiness, and this will not happen. This kind of sign will not appear. In fact, when we teach the emptiness, and such an individual who do not have this imprints and will not even know what we were talking about, and we're giving a teachings of the emptiness, it doesn't make any sense to them. So therefore, when you see the such a sign in such an individual is said to be a totally ripened vessel who is ready to accept the teachings of emptiness.
Yeah. That any kansa se jula any thabki ki toba tembo se thab any pyoge nyingi ta shirb tonyi tobi shirb kwe jula te kye yadu that any gomge na any janji usam kye yungu yore. Janju sem jian wen du tene janju sem ma cha zhe de wa da tene ti wo jin bi long lai shu zhe de dan de ri sem ma ta du ti wo jin bi ene lam na sem ba se ge da lam lai shu tu yo ma lam lai shu bo le janju sem ju jie guo de wa ti bo lu le janju sem gong gu yo ya.
So therefore it says it is through stabilizing one's practice of method and wisdom one then gradually to able to gain or generate bodhicitta. And at the moment you have generate bodhicitta within you, then you are actually on the path of Mayana, on the path of Mayana. So generating great compassion alone is the, will not actually qualify oneself being on the path of Mayana. Well, by generating this great compassion within oneself, it's said to be we are nearing, venturing onto the path of Mayana, it says.
That in the Rig Seba, Tibet Chajokarin, Rig Sebi, Payokari or Sena, Tibet Chajok Rig Sebi, Pay Bottom of yours, Tabi, Shivugupe, the Pay Mamu yours, Tinan, that Tibet Rarang Rig Seba, Jebis, Yantuji Rig Seba in under, Ranji Rig Seba in under. Tibu chimbi rik seba yinanda, rarangi topji janjub la mingbi donye ji lo. Shundu tenpa ji wadans, ta nyantu yinan, nyantu yu janjub taba donye ki lo tibi tenpa shivu cha nibi, ko rik se ca yinza. Tibu chimbi rik seba yinan, nyingji ta donye tobe tawa yu la jie song na. Ngoji rik seba la donye tobe tawa ngeba tu jie guwa mare. Nyingji mu jie nan jige yore. Ta jie na, in the Piggy, Ranga Toji, Lanamir Janji, Tonyjita, Lord Timbushi, which I ingress. Tana, you go to money, and the Bob Moyak, some tangles, Tayanga, Janji took Ranga Janji to go in the day, Janji teller, but the Jung did cousin to Tingy Pango, your some Niko Moyak territories. Did Toya give a cousin to take, give a career of a teller, and in Beson Jenny. Beba chigres. And the Zondrian Sabbat and Payingres, that is except prayer. Zondrian Sabbat and prayer in Jersey. Bala Dolin Nantin Nimbuchevas. Ponja the gentle and the Ponja in a chigimis and Makondo dojin about mixed cannon. Nanganje Maronching a chewing, Tashinje Maronching a chewing. Nature demoters and the cook on about Majonga Ganga chewings and dig on about Dembuchje. Langja Zobadojin, Zobin Yamlin to be Yahuchi Betiche. O Tuji Mwena, and it? Ji Palang Dolin Labi Nantin Himbuchi Wundu, and the Kolamla Yan Yuji do Yorwa. What that didn't you pay bottom of your song to ya?
So the benefits of benefits of cleansing one's nature. Nature which is the nature of Shravaka, nature of Pratikibuddha, and nature of Bodhisattvas, or the Mahayana nature, it says. So if we were to talk about this, if we were to talk about the benefits of cleansing those three natures, the benefit is said to be infinite. It is inconceivable. And and let's talk about someone who's totally cleansed, nature, the Sharvaka nature, which is Sharvaka nature, and such individuals, desire to achieve enlightened state of Sharvaka will become so stabilized, and then day and night, put in effort. To gain the state of the enlightened state of Sharvaka. And in the same manner of we're talking about this Mahayana part, nature, someone whose Mahayana nature is cleansed, then who generates great compassions. And so to cleansing one's Mahayana nature, it is not necessarily that one gains the realizations of emptiness. As long as you have generated great compassion, and that alone is adequate to to cleansing, to manifesting one's Mahayana nature, it says. And so when you have cleansed the Mahayana nature, then your longing to gain the complete state of enlightenment, which is one's own future enlightenment, you will always put in effort to aiming towards that, to gaining the state of enlightenment. And whatever activity that one may engage in, and one's activity is solely to gain the state of enlightenment, there's no other activities will be mixed with one's activities, and other than in activities of gaining the state of complete state of enlightenment. It is this will happen only when one is able to cleanse one's Mahayana nature, it says. And at all time that you will one will then engage in the activities that to overcome sins or the afflictions or negative actions, and always engage in the positive deeds or the virtuous deed, and your enthusiasm or the perseverance will flourish greatly. And and then also looking at finding a fault in one's negative states of mind, particularly of hatred and anger, and by seeing that hatred and anger from the beginningless time until now, you're the one who really put me into this trouble. And now still you have a great potential of putting me into the trouble in the future as well. So by looking at this anger as a one's own, the most, innermost enemy, and then try to get rid of that. And when you have such a, when you are able to attain such a mental quality, then your practice of patience will come naturally. And so those are all the benefits of cleansing of one's nature, such as Shravaka Pratika and then Mahayana nature.
Yeah. That rig sebi tabda, and the rig sebi penyotinina, in this rig sebi mode of the Koran Karesena. That Sanji rig shevati, Simjan Namji, Semji Tina, Yubes, Simjan Namji, Semji Tina, that chaso nyomo, but Timombo Shivijerati, Tamjeta. Terrorwatching. Nen juwan tatu ki sena ta sanje kula ya njurung nge. Njurung ku ta, njurung ta chik la se ta, ene joko ku res. Ti idu sanje rik se de yad kare se yona, simchen ki jula mendo bi dikdi pasha kare yawa ti tamche ta terung wa. Ko terung nge, te murung wa mayimi chen, terung se yondu, Timothy Simji Ranjin, Mashuwa is a co terrorist. Yonden the Yeti Pamba the Tobe Yonden Kanga. Any Simjang is empty eating like Jerum was yours. Chesa Duva Terron, the Yonden Jerum said that Sanji Rig said that the Moti Jago is. Mong was on the Tinison. That tell the Sanji Kandijaga Yensena and Ranjin Neri Senna. Sanji Jirila Yena Niti Ranjin to Navy Rigda, Yinju Jiris. Ranjin to Navy Rig Sangate Ko Pugge Semji Ranjin, Semji Chuni Pugge Semkatang Tumbanyatilla, Semji Ranjin Neri. What a tennis is Jagayore, Yinju Jirik Sangate Ko Mombana. Zukuni da yiki chugu mwondongenge ya ndujik chaji yore oti yinju jirik sen jagre sen ta rila
So now those are the methods of cleansing one's Mahayana nature or the Buddha nature. Then what is the nature of Buddha? What is the actual nature, the characteristic of Buddha nature itself? Says. So the actual nature of the Buddha nature itself is the emptiness of one's own mind, and something that's one's nature of one's mind, which is unsoiled by the and unsoiled by the stains, unsoiled by the afflictions, is said to be the nature of Buddha nature, and which is possibility of overcoming all the stains, regardless of how powerful the stains are. Those are all possibility of overcoming. Those are all possibility of eliminating, and by means of eliminating all those stains, then the mind itself will then become the basis for flourishment of all those enlightened qualities, you know, infinite enlightened qualities, it says. So therefore, therefore, in other words, the entity, you know, gradually, by cleansing all those negativities, the entity that actually possibility of transforming this one into the Buddha's Kaya, or the enlightened, or one of the enlightened body, is said to be the Buddha nature, or the Rig. And because you know, all the stains or the negative thoughts and emotions that we talked about, very intensive and very powerful negative thoughts and emotions we talked about, they are not actually however, the nature of mind itself is not really soiled, but untainted by this negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, it says there's a possibility of overcoming all those negative negativities, and becoming a pure, and then become a basis for flourishment of all those positive wholesome qualities. So then here, when we talk about this Buddha nature, so there are often two divisions. There are two primary divisions of the Buddha nature. One is the primarily, abiding Buddha nature, naturally abiding Buddha nature, and one is the developable Buddha nature. So there are two types. The primarily abiding Buddha nature is the emptiness of mind itself, which is emptiness of mind itself, or it's also Dharma Dhatu of mind. And then the developable Buddha nature is then it is of which the entity in the future that can become the two form bodies and as well as the wisdom bodies. And this is those are the two, one that is the Dharma Dhatu of one's own mind, one that entity that can become the two form bodies and the wisdom body, is said to be the two divisions, two primary divisions of the Buddha nature.
Yeah. Tati degi sanjiga riti, sanjiga sung do kanishi arisena, tishishibi nyimbin do le, tembi tsur, do tinyi le, riki prata chetari tishishibi truva, pema katong ambi nana, tishishibi ku jimotong chieti kweti wazir mbumcha ta, njeba tishishibi truva pinzene isi. Nyomoba tamche ki nyomoba jendu juwe simche tedake nana dijishewe chuni meyo shang sebin juwan tatake magoba daba tone pe gu dewechewe nyimbo jebar song shang si. Tese wendu dandan dote kandike song yore se du pema kato ngamba meto pema tindi kato ngamba tindi ki nana Tishibi chuwe ku, doji jimotini shukudenge, kulipo wazin bunchang mambu shu dengen, dindi pele jan sunwa res. Dindi ki pema kato ngamba te kache jagay na, di nani ku wazin bunchang cho dengen, ku di nani tunyunguyo res. Te pele jani nyomu ba tamche ki, eni nyomu ba jen tu juwe, simjen te daga nanas. Nyomu bi jangwa tu juwe, nyomu tuksun wa jangwa tu juwe, ben kor dengen ki simjen te jegi nana ya, Tiji chebi chunyi mayo shansi. Tiji chebi chunyi says, Tiji chebi chunyi, simche korangka tingi simke chunyi mayo shansi. Sibi nruwan tata ji magoiwa. Sibon kowe jun tata magoiwa, jun rangshin la mashiwa dangi magoiwa ta tongne es. Pe gui deol chebi nyingbo jebar songa shansi. Ani pe gui da tonggo la soba tindi xie che ne, अने सांझी के रिक्ते समचें ताऊ चेक जोले ये बाते इसे बारे ऐस
नाउ इफ यू वर टू ट्रेस द सोर्स ऑफ द टीचिंग्स ऑफ द बुद्धा नेचर देन इट इज वन विल देन ट्रेस बैक ऑल द वे बैक टू द सूत्रा व्हिच इज सूत्रा टॉट बाय द बुद्धा हिमसेल्फ व्हाट इज सूत्रा नोन एज द the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, which is essence of Tathagata, essence of Buddhahood. And so in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra it's stated they have given the examples of the someone who is totally gain the state of enlightenment is abide within the lotus, and if the lotus is again is not bloomed, then you will not be able to see the lights from the Buddha's body, and when the lotus is fully bloomed, and then the enlightened body that exists within the lotus can be seen with the radiant. And so with the radiant, it says, in the same manner, the Buddha nature that we have within us, which is again totally covered by one's negativities of afflictions, and the individual who possesses Buddha nature, him or herself is totally overpowered by the negativities or negative thoughts and emotions, who is unable to actually manifest their Buddha nature, is again as example of how the Buddha who is actually abiding within the lotus, it is not fully bloomed. And so when when the stains of your mind is totally cleansed, then your mind will be bloomed as a lotus, and the Buddha nature will be manifested and with the radiant. And so according to this sutra, they have given a 9 examples and the 9 meanings, nine meanings of establishing the existence of the Buddha nature within the entire sentient beings,
all sentient beings. Yeah. Te drupsu la jidun te la jidun chambon gombu nzewe tiba chimi gyul lami tenshu le sanji chu so kham tang janshub tangas yonten sanji tili tamati tenshu kunji lunin dordu na doji yin ne dun deda kuo sene gyul lami tene joja te la doji tabi pege ne dun se ne. Doji tabi ne dun go ne gyu lami joja chansang ten le pepa res. Ti na ne ta devashivin kham sayati pyoge rangshin namda eni nambar tabati ni juyu guwane eni pyoge tenla pyo yungwaris dojitabhi ni dungi nani deshishivin rikchigiyo enza tesu tun chene namshan nambar juyu guwane eni pyoge tenla mbal chene eni deshishivin nyingbo saya sheba tang simchenji hijula eni Negev dan tatu ki yonde tata njonglong ki ye dan. Lobar ji juman tata pandu rongwe yu am ye tsam shi la deshi nyingbo am sanji ji rik sam deshi shibi kam sen ta kola min sum ta yung duwa deshi shibi nyingbo si chikta sanji ji rik si chikta deshi shibi kam sen kam deshi shiba sen Minsum dying words. Tell on a sanji come some rig say you go Jimson Carsena. Tell at any sanji topchula sobe yonden tamchi jomena. Any sanji rigs in tabares. Timada jibi semji chuni tela. Tishi in himbo se go Jimson Cares. Simjing juji, Timada jibi semji chuni tela. Tishishibin hiinbo sikindwa ti jimsen karisena tela minne gomna jitenlin debi yonten tata jongwe hiinbo chuwe na eni tishishibin hiinbo sen pigi tishishibin hiinbo sen daya teres tela minne gombu goyorwa ta nganzu ngarasu jule yobi ranshin nerik tela minne gomgu yin na jitenlin debi Jitin said, Sojiji, Suzuki will in Devi, Pabi, Kansaka, Yundin, Tamji, and they call Jongo during Himbu in Bainza, Della, and Piggy Semji Chuni. This is even Himbus and Tavares. Ranjin Namda said, Garezena, Ranjinji, Yonsu Tavi, Chuikin Himbu in Bina, Teta Jewishes. Could Chu Kanga Ranjin number Tava Ranjin, let Timmy Maku at Indiana? Ini rajin namda sini. Waktu ini kula tanya mereka sumber yang goyoris. Sanji je rik saya dah. Ini semji cuni dah siapa nimbo saya dah. Ini pergi rajin namda saya. Waktu ini cint tanya dulu jadah tanya resung tu ya.
So it says this, the nature of one's mind is untainted by the negative or the afflictions or the delusions, and that therefore it is said to be eliminous. And so to establish how the nature of one's mind is eliminous and then in order to establish that the luminosity of one's nature of mind is the complete explanation that we find in the Maitreya's Sublime Continuum, where Maitreya taught about the seven Vajra-like abundance or the seven Vajra-like venue. And from that seven Vajra-like venue, then he picked one as a deshaki kam, which is the 10 constituent of the Tathagata. 10 constituent of Tathagata, which is again 10 constituents of Tathagata. Here refers to the Tathagata Garba. And so, and when we look at those explanations in the Sublime Continuum, when you look at the commentaries of the Sublime Continuum about those Tathagata Garba, and we find that there are many different names of Buddha nature, the Tathagata constituents, and then there's some of the Tathagata Garba, or the skandhas of the Tathagata, and then also Sobhava, Tathagata Sobhava. So those are the all different types of name that we find in different types of name that we you know, we find in the Sublime Continuum, the explanation of Sublime commentaries of Sublime Continuum. And so, why this Buddha nature is said to be Buddha nature is said to be a venue of the Vajra, because it serves as a flourishment of all the enlightened qualities, such as all the enlightened qualities, such as the 10 power enlightened qualities, 10 powerful enlightened qualities, and so on. And then, why it is called Tathagata Garbha is because by meditating oneself upon this Tathagata Garbha, then one will able to accomplish transworldly qualities. It says the quality of the transworldly qualities. And why it is said primordially pure. It is said pure, primordially pure, because it is primordially pure because it is untainted by the negative thoughts and emotions or the mental afflictions.
Oh, yeah. And then Simcha Tamche Gila Yubi Sanji Ji Yuan Deng Jung Rung, Dhruva Tamche Pan Rung. And then Tishi Sheva Nam Tendi Pan Rung Te Tishi Sheva Nam Jiten Tu Chung Du Set Tu Dhruva Tendi Ya Maris. Tishi Sheva Jiten Tu Ma Chung Du Don Dhruva Tendi Ya Maris. Tu Ta Du Simcha Tamche Gila Ne Deng Jila Shega Yore Sung Du Ya.
So here when we talk about this Buddha nature, is something that if you attain Buddhahood, and it will not exist to, it will not cease to exist, and even prior to one's enlightenment and prior to one's gaining of state of Tathagata, still your Buddha nature or the Buddha nature, it is still exists. So there's no it is said to be immovable nature, immovable entity that exists within us primordially.
Yeah, the Jumse Teleta Julamale Losan Kun and Choshirtan, Tejin Yer Meshirtan, Rishina Lujin Kun, Tatu Sanjin Himbuchense. Titon Karisena Simchen Tamjene, Tishiva, Himbuchen Yindi. Yāng tāpura tōpe sāngjī jī, chū jī guīn chīlē, sīmchēn tāmchē lān chōshāng chēbī shērīs. Sīmchēn tāmchē lān sāngjī jī chū guīn chīlē tī, yīnī mā dūshī jū lān chō nē, dūshī jū lān chēbī yōrīs, tī jīmzē jī jī. Rāngjīn jī nāmbar tāpē tēshē nīnī, tēshī shēvā tāng, sīmchēn nī jī, Simji Ranjin to Yer Mevi Shirs. Ranjin number Tabi, Simji Ranjin number Tabi, Tomba Niti, Dershivi Juji, Simji Ranjin number Taba Teta, Simjangi Juji, Simji Ranjin number Taba Nivula, Yosan Yomar Kunibi Chiba Chigaris. Neta Chiba Nedi or Yer Mevi Shirs Niji. Simjan Tamji Jula Chugu Mo. Jurongi, Rigiobi Shiros, Jimson Sumko Dua. What did Jimson Sumbo tell ten to go in Sunduya?
So, again, in this Maitreya Sublime Continuum, where he stated that this activities of the Dharmakaya is actually emanated towards all sentient beings and perverted towards all sentient beings, it says. And so with this reason, it says, since Dharmakaya, the activities of Dharmakaya is pervaded, activity of the Dharmakaya is pervaded within the mind of all the sentient beings. So therefore, the emptiness, so far as emptiness of the sentient being and same emptiness of the Tathā or Buddha is concerned, there's no status different. Actual mode of existence of the emptiness within the Buddha's Buddha's mental continuum, and the actual mode of existence of this emptiness within the mind of sentient beings are no difference at all. So it's all same, and so therefore it is through these reasons all sentient beings possess this nature of mind that eventually will be able to transform into the Dharmakaya, into the nature of Dharmakaya.
Yeah. Now, 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 number 15, and the Piggy, Rick, tell him, Belu, Karezena, Julamale, Mo, Jumdi, Leden, Jubatans, Nekev, Tishin, Kundun, Druitun, Tatu, Munjuri, Yunde, Yemeni, Tundam, Inji, Gundun, Yinshi, Chasin, Tatigi, Tun number two is Tang Yuri. Ta Mose, Juchi, Debuchi, Leta Dembachi, Jubachi, Nachi, Nakev, Nipigi, Goni, Nakevus, Kundan Drovi, Tuns, Tatu Majua, Utinchi, and Tatanima Yunde, Chutima, Piggy, Yunde Mazida. Now, that number Chutima Shig Yuri. Tidu ngōsēng ndi kārēsē, ngōyōtōng kārēsē. Rīgla nāmjā nāmba chūyī nān tāmbatē ngōtōng duwa, ngōyōtōng kārēsē nā. Sūmchēngi jūla tōpsōgī yōntēng tamchē jōng rōngshāng, lōbarjī trūmān tātā pōntu rōngwē, nēn jūrūn tār tūpa nā, sāngjī jī kūnjūrwa tē. Tīshī shībī nīmbū ngōyī ngōsēng ndu. Tishibi nyingbu, tishibi riksayati ngō karirese na. Yangchoji loko sōngai.
Tengi chū di chūma sōngā nāmbu.
Chū pa tati nima pāngshī yōngdō. Mazu tini ma rēri chintuwa riksayati, jū ngō ndribi sēnshāna rikindō. Yaya.
Ta tāmbu ngō di shē
wā. Tāmbu ngō di shē na.
So, there are in this again sabham continuum there are 10 different types of expressing the qualities of the Buddha natures with regard to its nature, cause, effect, its activities, engagement, and circumstantial, and then an ever. Ever going, it says Kundudua. And so, Kinshambhu is going to go through the explanation of each of those. So, first, it says, with regard to its nature, nature of the Buddha nature is said to be, it's pervaded, its nature is pervaded and exists within the continuum of all other sentient beings. And it is because of that, all the sentient beings, there's a possibility to accomplish the Buddha's quality. It's the wholesome qualities of the Buddha, such as ten powers and so on. So therefore, it is actually the nature of Tathagata Garbha. So it is being serving as the nature of Tathagata Garbha because it serves as the arisal of all those enlightened qualities, such as ten powers, and so on.
Yeah, now the Jews said that when they are saying that you do not keep a chamber chair, move a sofa, this is about any. This is number. Tabur Chevatan Sanjay Rig number Jomur Chevatan Sanjay in Chile Dajin Yichuku Tobur Chevina Jushi Jova in Os, Jusiatigi Karikari Juchers and Tibuchim Bichula Mova. And Tijini Timin number Tabur Cheva number Taji Sanjay Rig number Jonji. pe rig jong se di pge nobrum bu chi jang ne de ne um ba wa chen be chi bur chi jo ot na jin chen ne jong ur che ba sa ji jin ti le da jin chen ne yi gi chu ku to bur che be na yu se jo re s
So then why it is called as you know cause? It is a cause because it is because of this Buddha nature. Have a great devotion to the Mahayana Dharma and have a great reverence to the Mahayana Dharma as well. And then also it is a cause for cause for cleansing the stains of the nature of one's mind, and it is also the cause for cleansing and rubbing and polishing, just as we cleanse the jewels by rubbing and cutting and so on. Similarly, with this, due to this Buddha nature, one will be able to then to cleanse and cut and rubs that rubs and to show the authenticity of the jewels, and then also it enables to. It becomes a dakin, which is the immediate conditions for giving rise to one's own accomplishment of the wisdom kaya.
Yeah, tan debitun, tan debitun ba.
Long kid.
Debitun said that this is a basic number of jamme. Debitame for the symbol last of it. Any. Yonten tobas. Debu se kase da tishche be shik nambar jhaan songna. Enin debu. Tsaami parzu shima se da sanji yi komba segmento. La soba, ye se di, guji la soba, toba la. Enin ko debu yonten sen, tan debu sen shia tere songdo ya.
So then the ujigato is result. So as a result of perfecting and cleansing one's nature of one's mind, or the Buddha nature, then as a result, one gains the four kayas of the Buddha, which is the four Buddha bodies.
Ta leji tuan sengate, ene sebe chun tuane kua la yin chung jie wate. Ene tabi yun ten tuane tela tuanye ji lo jie wa so. Rang jula rig yobi lesurungwa. Teta damba yinza, rig teta damba yinza, kuwa la ngenjong jiya, tabal tonye ji, lo jiya, tuso kanga, rig tel teni yungu yuwar. Te yinza, dambi tonsen, rig te jula dambi, ene, chwe teta te, teta te tonye ku lo rang jula jiba resungdu ya.
So again, it is because of this, possessing of this Buddha nature within oneself, then that enables one to.
Or legitant, da.
So it is again with regard to the activities. Activities here again because of one possesses the this Buddha nature and. It enables one to, gain a revulsion against the cyclic existence, and we achieved, great wish or the genuine wish to attain liberations, and we are totally, delighted. We will have such a delightful feelings or experience. By understanding the qualities of the liberations.
That dembe tun se ati tibo chembe chola mabala sobe yu yuanten yedang. Nrebu yuanten na zangwe pardu chimba la soba teda. Nrexiang denbe na denbas. Yu tiba chimba la mabala soba ngula xie jangge yuanten xie. Nrebu yuanten zangwe pardu chimba se. Tesu da tene pege nrewa chie ne. Teda denbe na denbas nrewa re songdu.
So then it says possessive, it says. The last, the other one is the possessive. What is possessive here again? Referring, what's possessive here refers to? Possessive is, must be understood in terms of that above mentioned, the cause and the result being, you know, four kayas of the Buddha, four enlightened bodies, and the refulsion, generation of refulsion, cultivation of the refulsion, revulsion against the secular existence, and experiencing of delightful experience, by understanding these qualities of the liberations. And it is through, again, experiences and qualities that you are possessed, it is because of Buddha nature.
Yeah. Tatene, Jubatene, Jubu, Ravye, Sati, Juba, Sati, Tendakarsena, Rang, Tenshu, Jubi, Jumata, Jibi, Semji, Tijinis, Tati, Rangin, Rijeni, Rang, Tenshu, Jubi, Jumata, Jibi, Sem, Sedu, Tongji, Chujin, Nasu, Jubi, Sem, Tiji, Tijinis, Titan, Tongji, Tiji. Tell ye not, Sem, to Jubi, Sabun, Jonesi, Yang, Matabi, Nakabji, Nakam, the Yuba, Lasso, Sum, Sedu, Rick Tenga, Jubatan, and Matan, the day, and Lamashuk, Kansa, Chichi. Jubatos Tania Lamlashu Ding and Nakov Chi. Yantene are chavers and pani, Sanji Galagachin, some magic butters in Royal, what in the Nakov Gondaba, you are chatting the Orison.
Jupiter and Jubasetan, Nakov Chitanti, Kundun
Joyton, Tatu Munjuriton, Yontan Yer maybe send a Sumboti, Jubera Yen and Zunodu, Shima Jagatin and Zunodu, Jubera Yisatin. Jubera Yeti Tinsu Kosoi. Oh, yeah.
So then here, the next one is the engagement. So here it says, engagement here referring to one's the mind that serves as the basis for the suchness. And again, the mind that serves first, it divided into three different types of the basis of mind upon which the suchness exists. Suchness is possessed, possessed. And so here, here the one is the basis of the suchness, referring to someone who is not entered into the path, which is the ordinary being's mind, which is again the basis of the mind possesses the suchness within it. And then the next one is someone who overcomes the sudden levels of the stains or the afflictions, then entered into the path, accomplish a certain level of the path, and the basis of the mind of this someone who is actually engaged into the path, who actually gained the state of who actually accomplished the path. And then the last one, the basis of the mind, here referring to the someone who is totally enlightened. And so here again, what it is really suggesting is, as long as, so far as the suchness of those three different individuals is concerned, there's not the slightest difference. And what is different is the basis itself, the mind itself is the difference. One is not entered into the path, one is entered into the path, and one is not only entered into the path but gained the state of complete enlightenment.
Yeah. That any pre moe tuan telata pre yangjur pesung gun chen on du gulama le rangin namka chuta jins tatu rangin yomu mesene. Ti tuan chen on du ta tisi sivi nimbo la and then number sum you this. Simjin ji gula sanji ji chuku tili juron to neba tansi. Sanji ji chukun tilin juron to neva tansa. Rangi tenshu su juvi, tumata jivi, tijin nye tansa, nije. Yang tabu lawa le chonvi, tiji jivi rik namsu yuvi sherer. Ta tela pijan se du tela sanji ji tili ji dajin tijin nye jivi chukuni, yijin ji nobu rumbu chetan, rawa yin tesa. Pena yijin ji nobu rumbuchi te kulungi namto meva rase. Kaan sambi tuan tamchi likso tamchi tata lunji chuba soji tutan damba te jindus. Nobu rumbuchi le kulungi wada tenita kaya mardane kaan sambi tuan tamchi be tata lunji chubi yungu yore. Ten na jingi tishi chibi chuku yang sambi dōng jikdēn dāng jikdēn lēn dēwē līkso tāmchē mbārmē tsōwār lūngjī chūbī tūtān dāmbī shīrō sē wā tēndī yīnzā yījīn nōbūr mūchē tā pēcā rē sā yā
tēndī dī tāngwō dī chōgwē tīn lē chūrōng nē bāchē nībī dāng sūmbā dī ngē yā wā chī tōgyab tō mā sō
kā wā yā yā
So again, Maitreya Sublime Continuum, with regard to its nature of nature of the Buddha, nature of the Buddha nature, and there are it explains about the metaphoric and its meaning. So three metaphoric and three meaning of the these metaphors, and so and with regard to the meaning, there are also three aspects. It's the first aspect is the shuku, which is the Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya is the activities of the Dharmakaya is possibility of operating towards all sentient beings and fulfilling the wishes of all sentient beings working for the wealth of all the sentient beings. So here the metaphoric for this Dharmakaya is the jewel that fulfills wish fulfilling jewels. So wish fulfilling jewel is the example of the Dharmakaya, because although the wish fulfilling jewel itself, it doesn't have any kind of motivations of intention to fulfilling the wishes of other sentient beings or working for the benefit of other sentient beings. It is just because of its power. It has its own natural power of fulfilling the wishes of other beings, fulfilling the wishes of the individual who possesses jewels. In the same manner, Dharmakaya itself, do not have a prior intention or the motivations of the fulfilling of the sentient beings, or worldly or the transworldly sentient beings. It has a natural power. It possesses a natural power to fulfill the wishes of other sentient beings, both worldly and transworldly beings.
Ya, ta tuma ta chebe te shi nye te, ta namka tang chun tumba yin te, pe na nduma che chi namka te, gyu jen yin tu nyuwa mewa tang se. Tobe raja nambar che tsam le, yin tang yandu meva tare, jimata jibi tijin nijang, gyujin ji juba meva tsamdu masi, denbi juba number jesam ji number chawali, yandu munjiri shiris. Tidu naukata ndalu tela, dumashi ji naukati, jen yang juju meva ta chikche, tore meva nijche. Or, then the Jujin Ji said to Juba Mevacini, then Najin, the mother Jivis sent to Trinity, Judah Jing, Duba Meva, Juba Meva, some Mazi, then be true by the Tower, said you. Then number Jessam Jita, Gaja, Jessam Jitoni, Chavale, Gentleman Jewishes, Tidu, Gaja the Jan Shayundu.
So again, the next metaphoric is again first the meaning of the meaning. It's first it says the meaning of this meaning of the metaphoric here. The emptiness of the or the suchness of the individual suchness of the mind, one's own mind, which is mind itself is actually not, it is actually again still under the domination of the negative thoughts and emotions or the mental afflictions. And however, when it comes to the suchness or the mode of existence of the emptiness of this mind is concerned, it is like a space. So space is metaphoric for this because it is at space itself. Space itself is regardless of how you know it is you know covered by the you know thick layers of the clouds and so on. And so far as nature of space itself is concerned, and the cloud is not tainted. You know that I mean the space itself is not tainted by the clouds. It is not soiled by the clouds. And cloud can be vanished. And when the clouds is vanished, and then the clarity or the nature of the space will manifest. And similarly, someone who has not been able to eliminate it, their mental afflictions, and so far as their nature of their mind is concerned, and it is untainted, and it is unsoiled by the stains or the negative thoughts and emotions.
Yeah. Tene yang tabur lawan le chongwe, chanchu senbe juji rig nese. Ene chudan chun tumba yende, pena chui rang yin lembi ngor neba jindus. Simchen tamche le tsewe lembi ngoni ki rang yin yinbe shirese. Kui ju le pigi chukora rang yin ji lembi rang yin, lembi ngore. Tāna jīngi jāngchū sāmbī jūjī rīgdiyān sīmjian tāmjī lā nī tsēvē nī jīgī chū lēnī bē tī dāngī jīngi rāngjī jī rēdī yuā rēsīnī tā chū tā bē jāngī shēgindu.
So then here again the next is referring to the Buddha nature that is possessed by the Bodhisattvas. So here the Buddha nature that is possessed by the Buddha Bodhisattvas is again the metaphor for that is a water. So the nature of water itself is a moisture, you know, moistures. So you know, regardless of how the water is actually polluted, and so far as its nature being the moisture having a functions of the moisture is concerned. And it is untainted again. It is unsoiled by the pollutants. And it's in the same manner. It says, So it is the suchness that can moisture. It is the suchness that is a moisture that moistures the moistures all the sentient beings through their compassion, it says.
Yeah.
So when we previously we talked about the Dharmakaya it's like a jewel. So Dharmakaya is like a jewel. Here again, we're not talking about the Dharmakaya itself, it's the Buddha nature. Because Rajinirik, which is someone who possesses this Rajinirik Buddha nature, is said to be a sentient being. And it is not a Tathagata Garbha. Whoever possesses the Tathagata Garbha must be the sentient beings. And there is no such Buddha. We could say that Buddha, we cannot say Buddha possesses the Tathagata Garbha. So it is, again, we are not talking about actual Tathagata Garbha about that. When we talk about Dharmakaya.
So
we have 15 more minutes, and so we'll spend 15 minutes by engaging questions and answers.
Yes, many questions. Everybody have questions, right? Okay, Jimmy, you have questions? Yeah. Okay. Good.
My only Buddha nature is for my only school, the Buddha nature is my base of all is Buddha nature as well.
Okay, Allah. So, okay.
And for Kasatika, where is the my for my only school?
Right? Okay. Mind or basis of all? Okay. Prasangi? Madhyamaka, okay. Okay.
Tenzin Lala.
Tenzin Lala, the Dua Resha. Dua Resha Sigdu. Then the Semzambe Lul Chevena, then the Kunshi Koron Rajinere Rewardes. And if Semzambe Kunshi Koron Rajinere Revena, and it does. Umabe Rajinere te Kandechil Tugores, Kandel Tugores, Sem Tugore, Kandechil Tugores, I can't do so. Not
how I think Same Semji Savon Sene. Savon maybe Yiki Kirong with any Savon Chiloko and Dogu or Mato, Kunji Koran, the Insegayomar. Yenaya Kunjin Dogoyati, Tinding Same Semge Savon Desati Game Megeda, Tinding Mall Pine Jurmando King, Lotimbush Goyers and Tinikuti. Seven to the Jasa de la Gunji killing the Varua. Gunji Tingi, Same Semji, Seven maybe he, the Sanji Trilas of Jurungu, Seven Jil Jagdua. Koran ran like the purchase of Marcusi Koran, Nain Jurne, Pri Chugur Banjin Rosedu, Mato Ranjin Nerila Jagamanduya.
That's all. At the standpoint of Chitta Matrans, mine only. Mind basis of all is not asserted as a Buddha nature. However, the mind basis of all can transform into the wisdom kaya, which is the wisdom body in the future when one gains the state of enlightenment. And so the Buddha nature is the Samit Samkhya 7, which is the seed, that is a seed for uncontaminated mind. So the seed that is which is the seed of uncontaminated mind, that itself is exist within the mind only, or mind basis of all. So this is the Buddha nature, which is seed that give rise to the, in other words, seed that give rise to the uncontaminated mind, it says. And so Kunshin itself, you know, mind basis of all itself, is a very, you know, stable. This mind is very stable, regardless of what kind of, you know, entities or the mental quality that it may arise within the mind basis of all. In other words, mind basis of all is a repository of all those negative and positive thoughts. However, it is a repository, but mind basis of all itself is very stable. Very stable, there's no change at all. It's very stable. And then this will then, you know, eventually, of course, it will, you know, become the wisdom kaya.
Yeah. Uma bhava dene simjeng ge ji ji semji chuni rajin ne ri jag yo re de ya simjeng ge ji ji sem yin se gang ga ge jag yo ma re wang xin ga ge ge chuni tu so rajin ne de jag yo ma re de ga re se na rajin ne ri sen ge de toma me ba ne pyu ge jing ni ji tu be ju de mo de wa ji an ta ma ye san ji sa le yan ro jang ge Ani rikchik yaa yinza dii donshu chwechengi semte yaa thoma mebani yunche manyunken, thoma mebani manyunga denganchi. Dii rindan dhawadin thamate yaa sanjik sali yaa nrojyangangi. Ani shiva ji yaa yungadu, taa iji shiva, chupa iji namhi jaga yore. Chupa iji namhi jaga dii tangi, ani chunyi sene. Nga ni shiva nashengi shundu trewi semte tuzo, san shege yo mara, chupa ijin nam hii sen, di tol ke chunye tila ta rangin nerik se. Chima ta jebe semji chunye se, chima ta jebe semde, chupa ijin nam hii ki tenge, chunye, simje te juji chupa ijin nam hii ki tenge chunye, simje te juji rangin nerik re sen, uma bete jage yo ya.
So the Madhyamaka's standpoint of asserting the Buddha nature is the emptiness of mind. So here again, when we talk about mind or the consciousness, we're not talking about all the minds that we possess, such as five, you know, a sense consciousness, such as eye consciousness, nose consciousness, and so on. Emptiness of those eye consciousness and nose consciousness, not that it is not a Buddha nature, but only the mental consciousness. Emptiness of mental consciousness is said to be the Buddha nature, which exists within the mental consciousness from the beginningless time, and also gradually this will even go to the state of enlightenment. It will continuity of this this emptiness will go to the go all the way to the state of Buddhahood. And so therefore, the basis of this emptiness must be again exist from the beginningless time, and it must go all the way to the state of enlightenment. It is only the sixth consciousness, which is the mental consciousness, will go to the Buddhahood, continuity of this consciousness of the mental consciousness will go to the Buddhahood. And similarly, the emptiness of this mental consciousness will go to the Buddhahood, and rest are all will not actually, you know, are capable of going to this state of Buddhahood. So this is how the Madhyamaka's assertion of Buddha nature.
Tendi ki ngara su chupa yiki nangki ki tengi tongpa nye te ta tsa chenpa shivu chi res. Tsa chenpa shivu yinpe jimsen karise na te rangin la gyungi tsa ne leba me tengi ngi rangin nambar taba chi. Nganzu tela ming ni gomgu yin na ene nganzu mendobi chi dunga yudha chi pa tamchi pe taa nukore. Ndoichi Sanjiji yonten topchu la sobe yonten tamche jie yongore. Ten yinsa ngana so ten mo shiba che ne, ten gombu go ares. Ten magom nata ko yongay yomarwa. Ko tambu mo shiba che ne, rik sengen ne karimbo mo shi ne, ene be nenten che ne gombu yin na, yon tamche ta te, yonten kanga rangi to le yongore, ten sanji yongorwa. O ten di shiga yore.
So, this emptiness of one's mental consciousness is said to be very precious. It's extremely precious. The emptiness of the mind, which is also the nature of one's mind, or suchness of one's mind, it is untainted by the faults, and free of, it is unsoiled by the faults and stains. And so, therefore, if one is able to focus on this and meditate upon this suchness of one's mind, and this will, then dispels dispel all the sufferings with their cause, and then will enables one to achieve the qualities of the Buddha. And so, therefore, it is very important. First of all, one must identify what is the Buddha nature is, and recognize what is the Buddha nature is. Upon recognition of this Buddha nature, one then meditate upon, which then enables one to overcome all those the faults and gain the state of enlightenment.
Yeah, next question. Okay.
Okay, I got it. Mo this again and the Rikshe ki kanza chi song song sa te Buddha nature making tan the kanza Rikshe kanza chi song song te che te te kande na sa te yamen da ko Rikshe slab ki khoron tan the Rikshe kanza she ge she ban ji da da chi pyan du da xian bal che ben de le gen du de ke yo bin na ko Rikshe kanza ke ling gen de da tan the ke ling gen ki du da de tan du da xian bal ni gen du ke yo bin na
ayaya
丁子国说，国说，国说。那他问就说，刚才为师所说的断种，就说无有种性断种的那众生，那就是承认断种的这个种性，那以及那就说不承认就说有断种，那他们之间的判断是怎么样的？呀，但是我们本身呢，对。 Rikchevi Sumje Yomaris. Rikchevi Sumje said, Negab Chila, Quijil, Tindi gets a Maro Mangajila, and the Yarmato, Sumje Tamjigil, Sanjig Rajin, the Mangan, Sumje Chiga Yomaris, and that same Sambo Kuranga, Puge, Dovachir Mato, Umavi Kilang Yomar.
So, this someone who does not possess Buddha nature. It's asserted only by the Siddhamatrins, philosophers or philosophical tenets. However, with regard to the Madhyamaka philosophy or philosophical tenets, there is no such sentient being exist, because the Buddha nature is exist within the sentient beings, all sentient beings. And although there might be, for the time being, there might be individuals who do not have a virtue. And who have not been able to accumulate virtue for the time being, but such an individual will never remain without any kind of virtuous quality. So therefore, Madhyamaka do not assert this. So it is only the point of view of Siddhamatran.
Yeah. Next question. Oh, yeah. Good.
Uh, 晚上在你睡觉之前，或者在你睡觉到天早上醒之前，如果在你的心相续里面一直可以观想上师瑜伽的功德，那么这个是不是可以正对自己的分层调节的问题？请上师开始。 就是当你在练习，就是说静坐的时候啊，经常会发生这种昏沉掉觉的情形。你刚才讲的最后的一句没听清。就是说，你的问题啊。也就是说，因为我在那个最近在那个《密集经》纲里面啊，上次有开示过，就是说在晚上睡觉之前，或者就算你眼睛闭起来，甚至在睡梦当中，你都要观想上师瑜伽的功德。
那么，请问一下，而且我在最近那个修心日光论里面看到这么一句话，他说：“如果你观想上师瑜伽本尊的功德的话，那么可以，是不是这个就是可以对治你的昏沉掉觉的问题？”OK，知道吗？你开始过去，过到那，主要就是啊，你嘛做你等到新的功德啊，你等到那做。
那面当，刚才强化的啊，你当当，第一个计划一下。嗯。不写了，你可感觉呢？当当公家女子，你天春不记啊，你当当，当当，你上完这个课桌啊，你当当，公家当去送药的，啊，你拿出公家的啊，你说说，公家你看了么？你当当，三楼要不记当你，你哭，啊，你第二呢？你第三把第四啊，你记。 那明年就到这里去过年，你上你喜欢你生日不？到你去，我们也到这里啊，你介绍些东西给朋友噻，上到大家去。那你过年当当，都有你没有生日，你当当当然痛痛噻。啊，就是你们公你妈子啦，你过年你看那么的啦，三楼当然你呢，你上你喜欢不？当你朋友能参加一下，这里去送送噻。你三楼当啊，第一，我们当啊，当你，我们当你看那么多，你那里的。
So the question here is regarding meditation on shamatha, which is a tranquil abiding, and then about the mental excitement and you know dullness. So Kenzo Rinpoche had taught the meditation, how to meditate oneself, meditation, how to do the meditation during the teachings of this of Guhya Samaja, and even when you go to sleep and we try to meditate, maintain one's practice of the Guru Yoga, and with this practice of Guru Yoga or the meditation on Guru Yoga, one go to sleep, and then your entire night of this during one sleep will become a, have a great benefits, which in other words will have one can accumulate virtue and merits, and this is a similar explanation that he said he has found in the mind trainings, which is the rays of the suns, the mind trainings, where again, when one is about to go to bed, and if one cultivates and positive thoughts, then your entire sleep that particular night will have great benefits or accumulate merits. And so, however, is this practice will really serve as an antidote for overcoming mental excitement and dullness?
Yeah, that is Andrew Kadula Mandu. Any Lamin Angel Jenny, Gondani Kusati, Kazamandu, Yamni Kundu Jingo, and the old machine as a Gomchin, Niko, and that Namana was paying she was yours a shivery. The Taran Yori, Indaya, Jimmy Nimbul and Rugo Maripoche, Nit Kora Jimmy Chodore, Nikundu, Jimmy Left Sari. Nami did the purchase Chilo and Chamia the purchase Gano Vigil. In the top penny of some image of you or the shiver. Timato Chingoni, Nimbuchi, and Paja Tendiji, no use of money. Yan Sangan is here with Topon Tombuchi, and Ni Chugu de Seva, Melam Longu de Seva, Ni Seva, Chugu de Seva singing, Tikatul Seva Corsum, Tikatul Levaina, that Chingoni Mundogiore. Nazo Nanjo Goni Ned and the Pinch with your motto. Jimmy Nimble to Marin, Kuni Kudu, Ni Kurajan, whatever. Jimmy Chotore.
So, yeah, at the time of the teachings of the Guru, so much I talked about visualizing meditation on Guru Yoga by visualizing His Holiness, who encapsulates the entire object of refuge. And with this visualization, one go to sleep. And suddenly, you know, one will, if one is able to maintain this kind of practice, one will gain tremendous amount of merits and, you know, have a great benefits out of this. However, you know, although we may gain a great benefits out of it, but it will not serve as antidote of those two mental faults, particularly the mental dullness. It will not serve as antidote for mental dullness because that's, you know, when we go to sleep and the feeling of sleep itself, you know, when you fall asleep and the sleepy itself is a part of mental dullness. So it, suddenly it will not serve as a, you know, antidote for mental dullness. And it may, you know, serve a certain level of, you know, antidote for mental, you know, wandering or the excitement, excitements. So, so again, here, you know, individual who have gained high levels of the realizations of the practice of the Tantra, then such individual who go to bed, you know, who is going to bed, and they can, you know, meditate on Dharmakaya at the sleep time, and then their dream state as it was enjoyment body, and their awakening state is a Nirmanakaya. So this is a different case again, someone who has gained this certain level of realizations of the Tantra, then those practice will then may be able to serve as antidote for those. But this is again for the someone who gained the certain levels of Tantra
realizations.
So then also, when we go to bed and try to examine your mind, and mode of existence of your mind, you know, try to, where this mind that really exists, where this mind is really located, and how this actually exists, and how the mode of existence of this mind is. And if you try to examine it and then carefully, then the mind becomes unfindable. And then try to go to sleep within the state of this unfindability. When you are in the state of this unfindability of your mind, then that will again, you know, and ultimately you are meditating on Buddha nature. And it has a great benefit again.
Yeah, last question. Okay, yes. Enjoy this.
Okay, I'll just ask.
Okay.
I
think that was what I heard
okay.
In terms of the translation.
Okay.
And then my question is, what does it mean that Dharmakaya pervasive in all sentient beings' mind? And even though is the Dharmakaya pervasive in all sentient beings' mind, how can we establish then that in sentient beings' mind there's a Buddha nature? I think what I heard is because of Dharmakaya pervasive in all sentient
beings. Okay. Okay, I got it. The Modiricha, Duodiricha, the gained on the Chugudi and Samjan part Chugutin Lake, part Journey, Samjan Tamji Gul Jugures, Cabayores. The Chugut part Journey, Samjan Tamji Gul Cab Devijavina, and it's Samjan Tamji Gul Rajin Nirik and the Shakas. Moyan is so do. Duodiricha.
Tati Gulami
Jugures, Lotus Rajin Nirik. Chugu kept the way in any simple time you will rise in the condition of us. And the rich.
Did you go somewhere?
Oh,
Yanji, you love the
idea. There is Simjin Tamji Chugu turbo, what again turn is so what?
So young golden treasure than said, did not say you, sir.
Dagging deep than the Gulami than the Tawahon and the Sonsoa. Timare.
Sanji in Tilly.
Tillegi.
Simjan Tamjil, the very
treasure by Chugui. Oh, the cab debate the Chugui by Cabaret, and they start on the train by Chugui, Simjan Tamji Gul, cab debate to Sonsons. Dimena, Simjan Tamji Gul, Chugui, cab debate, and Simjan Tamji to Rangin Nerish Kandisha Asugu.
说当刚才在讲诸佛事业那入众生的时候说法身骗入众生的心相续内那如是的话那众生心相续内的佛性要如何去安立到底诸君之类的切不塞的诸君可让心境的觉得有比断到些个要么的第一那他心境上去才能够的话那算的是第一在诸君之类的切不塞的 그게 심정의 주제 당시 내릴 때 죽은 틀린 죽으러 온 거지 죽은 틀린 죽은 죽은 틀리지 망치에도 송은 틀리지 송은 틀리지 뒤지 뒤지 뇨민 년부리 뒤에서 송은 틀리 벽에 죽은 뒤지 뒤지 뇨모뜨지 봐 다네 이내 당시 내리야 내인전에 모니콘 로고를 와
됐어
어떻게 전세가 얼마도
So when we talk about the Dhammakaya that is pervasive to all the all sentient beings, it's not really we're not really talking about each all sentient being possesses Dhammakaya. In fact, it is activities of the Dhammakaya is pervasive to all sentient beings. So if we think about what is the main activities of the Dhammakaya is the teaching of the Buddha, right? So the teaching of the Buddhas, which is the speech of the Buddha, is pervasive to all sentient beings. It is through the speech of the Buddha, which is the activities of the Dhammakaya, then will enables the cleanse the nature, Buddha nature of the sentient beings. This is what the meaning of that. You know, in the root text, it already says, Dhammakaya is pervasive to all sentient beings, but that is the meaning.
Then the same Ranjin Matuva in the Sanji in Tilin Juguya, same Ranjin Tubaina, same Demba Tubaina, and Sanji in Tilin Jugu in the Duva Taro Yamari, Tima Sanji Ranjin Shudu Yorwa.
So it is through the activities of the Buddha Dharmakaya, then the nature of the mind itself will be cleansed. It is through the activities of the Dharmakaya. And so therefore when we talk about the Dharma, nature of one's mind, if nature of one's mind is a lack of intrinsic existence or a lack of true existence. If the nature of mind itself is the true existence, then the activities of the Dharmakaya will be not, will not actually be able to, help this nature of mind to overcome their, you know, sins. So its nature itself is said to be non-intrinsic reality. So therefore it is possibility of overcoming of all the stains and negativities.
Okay. Sāji pūjī sūshī mē tōtā. Yēmbāndē sāngjī shāntō mē tē pōvāyī rōkwa nāṁ. Chūpārā shū kāngrī rāvī kōvē shēngkāṁ tē pēntāntē wā mālī. Shērī sīwāng tīnzī jāsūyī shēvē sīm.